Paris Haney writes chiptunes music under the pseudonym Daragon C. Mikado, a name inspired from the main villain in the PlayStation 2 game, The Bouncer. In his room, Haney says, he creates the hip-hop-infused chiptune songs using a program called Nanoloop. He presses the buttons on the clearly aged Game Boy to form patterns of notes in the program, and the small speaker outputs this.
A lot of people have chiptunes in their mind, and they think it's just like happy, bouncy, you know, Super Mario World. It's all just like techno, and like everybody's just raving, it's wearing glow sticks in the air. And I just feel like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, so I keep going for a low end. I keep trying to make, you know, like nastier sounding bass lines and harder drums and percussions and lower notes.
The terms chiptunes and 8-bit have been used interchangeably because the consoles that artists use are 8-bit processors. Chiptunes music is not limited to just Game Boy, says Justin Johnston. He's the host of 8-bit radio at the University of Maryland's radio station WMUC.
The term chiptunes refers to how they used to make games back in the days of Atari and the NES. Each system would have a proprietary chip, and that chip would be able to make a certain range of sounds, and you would use that to make the music for the video games.
Don't expect to hear chiptunes artists to randomly interject high-pitched sounds into a Mario theme song. These artists stray away from the familiar. Kurt Feldman of the Depreciation Guild uses a Famicom, the overseas version of the Nintendo, to layer the system's synthesized sounds over guitars and drums. Inspired by his childhood pastime of playing video games, he thought it would be an interesting project to combine chiptunes and modern pop rock music, like in the song Butterfly Kisses.
I guess just growing up, like, I'd always loved the sound of, like, Nintendo music, and I'd always, like, be humming the songs that I played when I was a kid, just, like, walking around and stuff. I guess I just had, like, sort of an attachment with that. I mean, even before I had heard chiptunes or even really knew that it existed outside of the scope of, like, playing video games on a console, I'd always, like, wanted to be able to, like, make that type of music.
Chiptunes is not simply a phenomenon sweeping the United States. Blip Festival, the annual chiptunes event held in New York City, draws artists around the world, from Singapore to Sweden. Thanks to the internet, artists can share their music and interact on online forums like 8-Bit Collective. Again, chiptunes music composer Paris Haney.
Every place you can imagine, there's somebody doing it, and they all kind of come together and everybody talks to each other, usually on like 8-Bit Collective.
The chiptunes community will continue to grow, Haney says, but the movement will not break the top spot on Billboard. Feldman says the music must draw in listeners with basic components of a pop song before it reaches the mainstream.
You've got to give people something to latch onto that they know, like pop music, like, you know, they have to hear that with guitars or vocals and things like that. So like that's where we're taking that approach, and we're hopefully will be the band to take chiptunes above the niche market into the mainstream. Like, I think that would be really cool if we did that.
So can anyone join the ranks of these chiptunes artists? Haney says that programs like Nanoloop make music composition fairly simple for beginners to learn the basics.
It's easy to learn, hard to master, which is kind of like any instrument, really, is that, you know, anybody can pick up a guitar and learn a few chords, you know, but not everybody ends up being like, you know, Jimi Hendrix or somebody like that.
For Intern Edition, I'm Nancy Chow.